Good morning and welcome to First Crack. I'm Garrett Van Buren. It's about 9:30 here on October 14th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today's episode, First Crack, entitled There Are No Users. Users is a term from a system perspective. Take a look at the early 80s movie Tron and they get it right. It's an authoritative term, reinforcing a misconstructed hierarchy between the master control panel and those on the opposite side of the monitor. It would most accurately, user most accurately describe someone who has no effect on a media. They have no attempt to affect a media. They are passively taking things in without commenting, without saying this is good, bad, or indifferent, without giving any feedback. And this may have been accurate for the long, slow feedback loops of last century's one-sided media, TV, newspaper, radio, where it was very difficult, where there was no transparency between the publisher and the customer. And it's not the case today. But even then, in the 20th century, 19th century, 18th century, the moment that pen went to paper, the moment that John Everyman got out his stamps and sent a letter that was published to the editor, he was a developer of that medium. He was changing that medium. He was changing newspaper or radio or what have you. And with the tighter feedback loops of this interconnected world, we are all developers. Just by loading a website, we're telling publishers what we like and what we don't like. Every click at Amazon is tracked, telling that online superstore what messaging, imaging is working, where it's working, and how much it's working better or worse or differently than yesterday. This transparency is not a hierarchical relationship between publisher and customer. It's a collaborative partnership. We're all voting with our mouse buttons on what works and what doesn't, and when it works, and sometimes we're even commenting on how we'd like it to work better. This makes us all developers of this new media. This is doubly the case with self-publishing. Weblogs, moblogs, podcasts, all these models provide content, comments, trackbacks, feedback, search results that didn't exist yesterday, but they exist today in an ever-expanding and growing collection of new content. We're not just developing that individual site, we're developing the internet as a whole. Writing a comment in his blog is not programming, however, it is development. So where is that line between user and developer? There is no line. There is only a slippery slope and how far down it you are. And with that, if you're holding a U.S. passport, be a developer of your country and go vote on November 2nd. You've been listening to First Crack. I'm Garrick Van Buren. Send all comments, thoughts, responses to firstcrack@garrickvanburen.com. Thank you.